I should have just driven myself.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait, that's right. You have control of the computer. Meh. Oh, so get this. At home, Wheels has Finnegan's on tap.
Hmm. Wow.
They went to an Irish festival, and he got to talking with the distributor and said, what the hey? Why not?
And so now they have a really good deal on the kegs, I guess.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
Though, unfortunately, when I was driving home, I was thinking, oh, man, what do Wheels and Moira have in the keg? I got to remember. I got to, you know, just get a six-pack of that. So, you know, I'll definitely want it when I go home. So I get there. I pick up Killian's instead of Finnegan's. So now I have to try again later. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. We've had some people with bad histories of making nummy noises.
Uh-huh.
Nom, nom, nom. Yes.
Don't do that.
Please don't. Yeah. It's really awkward. It's really awkward to hear the next day.
Okay. Good to know.
Crunch.
I'll just...
I just demonstrated what you're not supposed to do.
So is this our mic check? This should be our mic check.
Hello.
It was kind of a pre-episode convo instead.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Hello, okay. World.
Hello, hello. Testing, 1, 2. All right. So are you comfy in that position?
I'm good here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because we can push this forward if you want.
Oh, I'm good, just good. Like this. I'm, cool. Yep, this is perfect. I'm going to put it right there. Hello, world.
I still have to find out where those screens went.
Yeah, what the crap?
Well, I got them from China.
Yeah, windscreens, so you get less of the sound.
Oh,
instead of
nice.
Instead of like the clown nose or something like
that
on there,
right.
But actually giving it some quality to it and making it look more professional just for fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know.
This looks cool.
Yeah, why not? And I mean, I got them on eBay for technically a penny a piece,
mm-hmm.
but I think it was like $10 shipping each because they knew that they were going to go for so low. So, coming from China, it said estimated, like November 4th, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
I ordered these on October 5th.
That's a long time.
Yeah. And so what those are going to do is prevent things like when Dan...
Whenever I always hit the mic.
You can see on the thing here,
yep.
Like when Dan said a penny a piece,
mm-hmm.
where get that little
yep.
spike there.
Yep.
That's
the wind.
What we're trying to
I
avoid.
Have really hard P's when I...
A penny a piece?
Yeah.
Pronounce it.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Puh, puh. Yeah.
The puh sound is dangerous.
It really comes out poorly on people's speakers, so it's a good thing to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do soft peas.
Soft peas.
Yeah. Soft peas. Yeah. Your bladder will appreciate it.
Pepper.
So anyway, mic check topic.
Well, did you get the text I sent you?
Which one?
There were a lot today.
There were.
I was excited because with the whole iTunes thing and getting the website that's looking better.
Yeah.
Which, like... Yeah, there are a lot of messages I sent you, but I'm trying to remember the guy's name. It is Tom Keith.
Mm.
Did you hear about Tom Keith? Did you hear about Tom Keith?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the sound effects guy. Yeah.
What happened?
Did you ever listen to Prairie Home Companion?
Absolutely.
The sound effects guy.
Yes, yes.
Had a heart attack.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So the topic that I came up with would be... In his honor, to either discuss your favorite sound effect or sound effects.
Mm.
Or if you could be the Foley artist for any movie, what would you want to do? Knowing what you'd get to make noises for.
Okay. Like an existing movie that
yeah.
you've seen. Okay.
Or if you have a script that you want to pitch right now, we will take it.
This is step one.
Sweet. That's a really good mic check question.
That is good.
In honor of
Tom Keith. I'm trying to remember what his nickname was or his other name.
The sound effects guy.
Well, he had a character who fictitiously lived under the stage of the Fitzgerald. So I'm trying to remember. It's like something is three names. I just can't. I'll look it up later or something.
Neil Patrick Harris. No?
I hope not. That'd just be weird.
So close.
Whatever. I'll figure it out. Yeah. Yeah, you can
guacamole.
Well, we can move them somewhere, yeah. Some way that makes it more convenient. I gotta keep that one. And salsa in the middle-ish.
Delish.
So, Robbie, do you have... what do you think about the topic?
A sound effects?
Favorite sound effect? Or if you wanted to Foley anything?
That's a tough question. I feel as if...
Can we pull the screensaver up, too? So.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Yeah, we're so distracting now. This remote.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm going to get distracted.
There you go.
Oh, that's nice. distracting.
To warn you now, it's northern Minnesota fall.
I like it. Time. You know, I think I would do the sound effects of this. Of the train going overhead.
Of the train story.
The horses going through the meadow. The water going next to those little mushrooms or fungi, whatever they might be. The wind going through those trees. That would be a lot of really good sound effects.
Lots of nature.
Lots of nature. Lots of nature.
Lots of nature sounds.
Nature. How pleasant.
Yes.
I feel as if I can hear these pictures. That one down there. Oh, beautiful. And that train. Look at that train.
It's majestic.
It is majestic with the hills in the background.
There's not as much of the chick. Michael Saxon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Not that one.
Not her.
She looks nice.
Right.
Anyway, but so you would you'd do the sound effects for this, huh?
Nature.
I think you could have a lot of very nice sound effects for this. Nature. The first thing that came into mind was a Christmas theme, probably, and I don't know why, but I just feel like there would be a lot of fun things with that.
With the snow.
Yeah, with like the snow and like the music that you could have playing. It's always pleasant.
Would you do like a Charlie Brown kind of snow, or would it be more of like Holiday Inn, like
it would
bells.
Be more about the sleigh bells. Yeah. I like the sleigh bells.
Okay,
absolutely. I mean, Charlie Brown is great.
Because I mean, I can see both of them, but I figured
absolutely
there's that certain kind of winter that you want to
the peaceful Christmas
upbeat,
yes.
Riding in a sleigh.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what I envisioned.
Nice.
Much like the screensavers, I could hear what she was going for.
Yeah. As for me, I think. Well, first of all, my favorite sound effect has got to be the Wilhelm scream, that classic that's in so many movies. It's in Star Wars. It's in Indiana Jones.
Right.
It's in everything.
Kind of like that police report or the radio thing.
Yeah. Or like certain children laughing sounds
yes.
are in tons of movies.
The public domain sound effect.
Yeah. But the Wilhelm scream in particular is just so silly. And pretty much any time a guy falls off of something in an action movie, mysteriously he screams like that.
See, when you first said that, I thought of the Wile E. Coyote kind of yeah! fall.
Yeah. Not
quite I didn't know like if Wilhelm was... a character I didn't know yet.
Oh, I think that
was... Yeah, where does Wilhelm... I don't know this term.
I'm not entirely sure about that. It might be... I knew at some point... I knew why it was the Wilhelm scream, but I forgot it. But if I could do the sound effects for any movie, then I would definitely want to do Lord of the Rings.
Absolutely.
That would be so much fun. just all the different crazy sound effects you have to come up with.
Fantasy interior when you're in buildings, but outside you just free to go nuts. And all the sword fights.
And the sword fights, yes. Definitely. All the sword sounds, the ching, ching. Yeah. All of that.
Do you want the Wilhelm scream info?
Yes.
The Wilhelm scream, according to Wikipedia, is a film and television stock sound effect first used in 1951 for the film Distant Drums. Mm-hmm. The effect gained new popularity in its use, often becoming an in-joke, after it was used in Star Wars and many other blockbuster films, as well as television programs and video games. The scream is often used when someone is shot, falls from a great height, or is thrown from an explosion. The sound is named for Private Wilhelm, a character in The Charge at Feather River. It's a 1953 Western in which the character is shot with an arrow. This was believed to be the third movie that used the sound effect and was the first used from the Warner Brothers stock sound library.
How interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what about you?
Private Wilhelm. Despite the fact that I came up with the category, I didn't actually
think about what you would want to do.
Think what I would, because I wasn't sure. I thought that something, inspiration would just strike. But I guess it would be fun to Foley Ghostbusters.
Ooh.
That would be good.
Kind of the technological, paranormal, mm-hmm. and then just kind of the Bill Murray upbeat.
Absolutely.
Him strutting around kind of thing.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
You just, well-rounded experience plus inventing sounds for creatures.
That would be cool.
So how does it sound?
Mmm.
Crunchy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Mmm.
I'm going to try some salsa.
That's got some good kick to it, too.
Does it?
Mmm.
My old roommate grew up in Mexico, and so she always made us legitimate guac and salsa, mm-hmm. and hers had a kick to it. My eyes would usually tear up, and I stopped eating the chip halfway through.
Wow.
It was really good.
Okay, there you go.
Dig in.
Plus, her mom owns Manny's Tortas in town here, and they were like the number one selling something at the state fair, and so very good cooks in that family.
By the way, I just realized this myself. Phone's on vibrate.
Right.
Totally almost screwed that one up.
Caught that.
Because I forgot to tell Matt that we're not going to wait till 9.
Ooh, that is good salsa. Excellent.
And you said this was Chili's or Chi-Chi's?
Chili's.
Oh.
Yes.
Right on the bag. Excellent. Okay. So, shall we get started?
Yeah, we can do that. I have the stopwatch ready.
I want to hear the news.
Okay.
That's me.
Shall I intro again so you can?
Sure. Sure. We'll do that. Oh, cool. Before we do, discussion topic. Did you see that text?
I glanced at it as I was driving here, which is a no-no.
It's true. Unless you're at a stoplight.
True.
A long stoplight.
Were you at a stoplight?
There aren't many stoplights between here and...
No, there aren't.
I was at a stoplight, though.
Good.
And...
Officer.
And it was a very short light. So I threw my phone Muppet style into the back seat.
That was what my answer was going to be, was do a Muppet movie. Because you're just going to make that noise every time somebody throws something. And it's always going to be slightly different. That's what it's going to be.
Nice.
But so you only glance. So realistically, the topic that I wanted to do was what is the breaking point where you finally give in and subscribe. It's not something where you sign up for free, but we're actually paying a subscription for it, where, like, at this point, I'm willing to do an iTunes pass. So, I'm willing to throw that money out there because I know that I'm going to watch whatever that is over and over and over again. Or with a music service, you know that, you know, you're always going to want to listen to whatever's really new, so you get a Spotify account. So what would it take, kind of a hypothetical,
mm-hmm.
you know, what does Netflix need to make sure that you stay a member? What does, you know, what features does Spotify need to have where you'd actually pay them rather than just kind of hop on occasionally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pandora, same kind of
Pandora,
thing.
Pandora, yeah.
Okay.
So, legitimate?
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's have just silence for a minute so I can make sure that this is syncing up properly. I'm having, yeah. Because remember last week we had...
The double timeline, yeah.
Yeah.
But luckily nothing was wrong with it. It was just weird.
Okay, that's good. So let's do quiet so we can see if it's...
It's also...
bad. Okay, we're good.
Yeah, I was going to say it's also easier when we have that right before the episode where I know start is kind of that nice chopping point.
Yeah. Okay. So let's begin, shall we?